Crooked Leg took a set of keys from his pocket and opened a locker that had a large, unbreakable lock on it. From the locker, he took out a professional quality acoustic guitar. He adjusted the strings with precision and hummed a melody to himself. Meanwhile, an attendant had entered the room, opened the drapes to the gray drizzle outside, and raised Lorraine's bed to a sitting position. Bob pulled a chair next to Lorraine's bed. For the next hour, we were treated to a private, but nonetheless magnificent concert by the legendary Crooked Leg Bob Anderson. Suddenly, Bob stood straight up. He put his guitar on the chair and rushed to the nightstand next to Lorraine's bed. He looked at me, explaining, "Just thought of a couple of lines. Got to write them down. There used to be a notepad in this drawer." Then he opened the drawer and froze in place. His color was instantly gone. Time itself seemed to stop. I'm not sure whether any of us were actually breathing. Slowly, Bob reached into the drawer and pulled out Lorraine's well-worn Bible. Stuck in it were several sheets from a yellow legal pad. Bob opened the Bible and removed the yellow sheets from it. He put the Bible back in the drawer and then walked over next to me. "It is a song that Davy wrote. I remember when he did it. We all thought it was fantastic, but we could never get the chords right, so we never performed it." He paused for a full minute. "I don't remember ever seeing it there before. I clearly remember him tearing it up, tearing it into little pieces."
"My sweet child, always by my side. Your eyes sparkle with pure delight. Your smile brightens up my darkest night. Lorraine, I love you with all my might. Lorraine, I've always loved you so. Through every high and every low, you bring a joy that only you can show.
Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio, Chapter 9. Lorraine. I clearly remember him tearing it up, tearing it into little pieces. Tearing it up because the chords didn't work. I told him not to. I told him it was a good song. It just needed some more tweaking. He said it was a bunch of crap. Not worth keeping. I saw him tear it up. I don't know how it got here, here in her Bible. After a long moment of consideration, the musician in him took over. It did not really matter how it got there. It was here. It was a good piece of music. He started humming and pacing. I watched him for a full 10 minutes, and then I looked at my watch. I realized that I had not slept for over 37 hours. All I had eaten were a couple of Bob's granola bars, someplace back in Arkansas or Oklahoma. I was really tired. I knew I had nothing left. "Bob, let's get a hotel room and come back tomorrow morning. We can figure it out then." Bob nodded and walked over to Lorraine. He gently kissed her on her cheek and said, "Good night, my little darling." We told the charge nurse at the Briarcrest that we would be staying at the motel down the street. I drove over and paid for a room with 2 queen beds. Bob followed me into the room, holding his guitar, the yellow sheets with Davy's song, and his small backpack. Immediately, he grabbed a chair and started strumming and humming. He was wholly in his own musical world. I told him that I wanted to go across the street and get something to eat. He nodded but did not look up. "Don't worry about me. I'm okay." I asked if he wanted me to bring anything back for him, but he never answered. I had a chicken breast dinner and a piece of Grandma's apple pie. It tasted like Grandma had baked it 100 years ago. Still grumbling and completely exhausted, I returned to our room, undressed, and crashed on my bed. Bob was still in the same chair, humming and occasionally strumming his guitar.
Always by my side, your eyes sparkle with pure delight. Your smile brightens up my darkest nights, Lorraine. I love you with all my
When the phone rang, I thought it was still night. Until I saw 9:30 on the clock, I was unsure of both the time of day and where I was. Bob, who was already up, answered the phone on the second ring. After his hello, he did not speak until his, "Thank you, we'll be right over." After he hung up, he looked at me and said, "Lorraine died last night." It took him a couple of moments to express his thoughts. She had been in a coma for over 17 years. More than half her life was spent as a vegetable in that hospital bed. How did it happen? Was there an accident? You already know most of the story. Lorraine and Davy went everywhere together. She was as wild and energetic as he was. The band would have a gig somewhere, so we would drive a couple hundred miles in Davy's crazy VW thing. Then Davy would perform for hours. He would stay on the stage if there was an audience in front of him. Afterward, Lorraine and Davy would go find a party someplace, stay until the last guest had left, and then go up to their room and have sex for hours. Of course, then we would all get back on the road for another gig. Unlimited energy. Yeah, like that battery commercial that used to be on television. He continued, needing to complete the story. Anyway, we had this gig at a bar in Colorado. It was snowing, but after the gig, Davy and Lorraine headed off in that crazy car from Mars of his. A semi-truck ran a red light, hit them broadside. Lorraine has been in a coma ever since. Bob took a deep breath. There was more to the story. When the police came to investigate, they found Davy riding his bicycle in wild circles around the wreck. He was doing these wild circles in the snow around the car, howling and singing. In the car, they found the drugs that he was carrying to sell. They arrested him that night. Riding his bicycle? Yeah. He always had his bike on his crazy car. Sometimes Lorraine would drive the car, and Davy would do tricks hanging onto the side of it. Sometimes he would do other tricks like trying to jump over stuff or riding his bike up a wall. I remember once he rode through a sewer pipe, but he got stuck. He was a trickster. Bob made another long, reflective pause. I don't think that Davy has ever driven a car since. Did he ever come to see Lorraine? Not that I know of. We drove over to the Briarcrest and Bob walked into the director's office. After a few minutes, he came out and told me, "Look, I have some things I have to take care of here. Why don't you head back to your job in California? I'll stay here. I don't want to abandon you." "You're not abandoning me. I have friends and relatives all over Tennessee. Thanks for coming along." We shook hands and he went back into the director's office. I picked up my stuff from the motel and headed west.
My sweet child, always by my side. Your eyes sparkle with pure delight. Your smile brightens up my darkest nights, Lorraine. I love you with all my might, Lorraine. I've always loved you so. Through every high and every low, you bring a joy that only you can show.
Every high and every low.